consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Roslyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to another incredible episode. This episode, we are going to be talking about the power of sisterhood, the power of community. And I'm really excited to have my special guest here today, Amy Nicole. I'm going to share a little bit about how Amy and I met, because she's here in my local area, Lake Country, where I'm moving to in September. Yes. As we're recording this. And so how I met Amy is when I moved here, I was looking for networking opportunities. And I moved from Edmonton. Those of you who are new to me, I moved from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada to the next province over to Kelowna, British Columbia. And of course, I love community. I'm like, all right, let's find my peeps. And let's connect with my peeps. And so I thought about where have I spoken before that might also have some connections here. And Women, Wine, and Wellbeing, I spoke at in Edmonton. So I'm like, oh, they have a chapter here. This is awesome. So I DM'd Amy on Instagram. And she's the director of Wine, Women, Wellbeing, one of the many roles that Amy has in her business. And right away, we got on a call and got to know each other. And I shared with her that I love helping women, help them get out of their own way, boldly, authentically show up in their life so that they can create and do life and business from who they are and have all that they desire. And Amy was like, oh, our next panel is about self-love and confidence. We'll just make room for you. I was like, well, that's manifested.
Yes.
So that was so incredible. And that was my first way of how I met Amy and how I got right into it and just went big. So I just want to say thank you so much for taking a chance on me, Amy. That was so awesome. And just, I really, really love your heart. We have become friends. I really admire you. And I love the communities that you have really built. I've made so many friends through Wine, Woman, and Wellbeing. And it's been amazing. So let me introduce Amy a little bit more formally so you have the big picture of who Amy is. And let me tell you, as I'm reading this bio, you'll see how cool she is. But she's got some, she's a little bit of a big deal. So Amy Nicole is an entrepreneur. After spending 20 years as a professional makeup artist, she created a career doing what she loves most, which is educating and empowering others. Amy began her career in Canada, refining her knowledge and trade skills, arriving at advanced principles in makeup artistry techniques. Amy has been a valuable expert for leading beauty events in New York City, Los Angeles, and Canada, working with top models and celebrities. Additionally, Amy has lent her expertise to broadcast realms and multiple designer fashion shows and events to include LA Street Fashion Week, NYFW BeautyCon, just to name a few. So like no big deal, right? Amy's with the Chic Studios brand, which she's going to talk a little bit more about, was created out of a desire to develop a school that offered professional training, resources, and the tools necessary to help makeup artists launch into a successful career. Amy is an active member of her community and has sat along as a board member of organizations as well. She's a director, like I mentioned, of Wine, Women, and Wellbeing in Okanagan here. And since knowing Amy, she has extended the brand so that it went from Kelowna to all the area. So you guys, this is going to be such a great episode in terms of being inspired to be in community, to create community, to join communities. And I know that some of you have sister wounds out there, so we're also going to express and explore some of that as well. So welcome, love. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you so much, Roslyn. And to your point, like, first of all, it's my pleasure to be here. You know, a great day to everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in and supporting not only Roslyn, but, you know, leaning into this chat and conversation. And I know that there's a lot of gems we're going to chat about, a lot of great things. But yes, I have built my business around community. I have always really felt connected to people and just part of how, you know, what brings me joy is a lot of what other people feel joy in as well. So I'm excited to be here and show up for you.
Thank you. And you know, that's really what you do. Like, you are such a beautiful example. I watch you and just how much you lift other women up. There is like no sense of competition. You're always like, how can I help you? How can I support you? I see you doing that with other women. It's just so beautiful. I'm like, this is my person.
Yeah.
Because I'm all that too. And I'd love for you to share your humble beginnings. You stay so humble, which I'm just like, wow, this is so beautiful to know your heart. And just, you know, I know that some people out there are just starting out their business and it probably feels like a long journey sometimes. And I know that, you know, in my community, people are wondering, will I ever get there, whatever their means to them, their big vision dream. And when I went to your house and you just really shared your story about how you started, because I'm like, I like to ask people about their
journeys,
of course. And I was just so in awe of your self-trust, your self-belief. You were listening to, you know, the nudges and just starting somewhere at the humble beginnings and then to what it is now. It's incredible. So if you're, I'd love for you to share that story, Amy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I want to kind of start off by saying that whenever, you know, I do share my story, with it being, you know, 20 years of some, you know, expertise in what I'm doing, I want somebody listening today that maybe doesn't have that amount of time to understand that it doesn't take that amount of time to necessarily get where is right for you. So just starting in that place, you know, if you're 3 months into what you're doing and you're really happy and passionate, you'll see, you know, or hear in my story that I found that early on, and that's what's gotten me. So it's not the time, it's ultimately really finding something that you connect with, that's true to you, that you wake up and you're excited about every day.
Absolutely.
So I'll start with that. So I would say there's two parts to my story. So a huge part is I grew up in a small town and I ended up moving away to college, which I'll, you know, dive in a little deeper on that. And I ended up moving to America and coming back to Canada. So there's more to that story. But the second piece of that is the fact that, like, I've had a passion for what I'm doing from really little. So I'll put those two together. So growing up in a small town, I'm one of four. I am the only girl. I have three younger brothers. We're all very close in age, a year and a half apart. And so I grew up with my brothers, you know, trying to break into my room and me, you know, wanting them in, but making sure that they, you know, I'd play sports and I'd do things that I, you know, beauty related. And they always respected that as well. I was very much a girly girl, but also like just doing what I love growing up, as most of us do. And so moving to Calgary, so from my small town, I moved to Calgary for college. It was really important for me to educate myself. And a huge part of my career is education. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that. But I decided to educate myself. I didn't come from a family or other, you know, people in my family that had gone to college. And so for me, it was in me. It was something that I just felt like I needed to have something to fall back on, but really enjoy what I chose to be educated in. And so I didn't actually jump into college right as soon as I graduated high school, like most of my friends did. I took a year off. I ended up really kind of figuring out what I wanted to do, and it was helping people. So I ended up coaching Special Olympics, and wow. I ended up working at a home for like challenged individuals, mentally challenged adults. And so in working at this, they were called homes. And so they would house with the, you know, care and need that the individuals needed. All homes were different. Some had higher needs. Others were, the one I worked at, they actually went to work every day. And I would, with Special Olympics, see the whole community around, you know, individuals of different needs. And I just felt so passionate about helping other people because I knew myself, like I was going to be fine. I had a family that loved me. The door is always open kind of mindset. And, I had big ambitions and I wanted to help. So that's where I started off. I would call it my journey, my adult journey. And so when I went to college, I decided to take paramedics. And most people don't know about that. That's not on my LinkedIn. That's not in my bio. That's not anything that, and it's not because I don't share it. It's because it doesn't, it makes sense as to how I got to where I am now. But I love telling people that because not everybody goes to college for what they want to do today or what their passion is. So the piece of going to school for paramedics was that helping others. And because I had to be trained with a higher level of, it's called EMR. So emergency medical responder. So if anybody's in the medical field listening to this, most people go for first aid or CPR, right? If you do anything in the summer, swim, all of that, you have to take that. So in order to have my job after I graduated, when I worked that year after high school, I had to take more advanced training. So that's where I found that passion. And I ended up going to college for paramedics in Calgary at SAIT. And I was super fortunate to get a soccer scholarship. So for any of you out there that have, you know, love sports and live in Canada. In Canada, if you go to a college and most universities, you do have to try out. It's not like America where you get recruited. So I had to try out and I made the team. So a scholarship is your education is paid for. But because I took out a student loan, because I didn't know I was going to get a scholarship, I just tried out when I was enrolled into paramedics. So I ended up getting accepted. Yeah. And so I fulfilled my year of paramedics. So it was called EMT2. So it's not the full paramedic program, which is 4 full years. I did 3 of the 4 full years. And then I switched to business. And because I had that financial support with the scholarship, I was very inspired by the girls that I played soccer with that I spent, you know, 2 to 4 days a week with. They were, most of them were in business school. And so my growing up,
I wonder where that left turn came from.
Pardon?
I was wondering where that left turn came from. Exactly. I love that the path is not predictable.
No. It just, and it ended up feeling right for me. And so I went with it. So then back to the piece that I told you about when I first started my story, I had a passion for, I played sports, I did different things, but beauty was really, like, as a girl, I just loved beauty and I really, really gravitated to makeup from a young age. And, you know, and not too young, but by the time I was in high school, I really, as long as it wasn't too much, you know, I could wear mascara, I could wear, you know, cover up and stuff like that. And I just loved it. And so my friends could see that. And when I moved away for college, anytime we'd go out to like the clubs or go, you know, dancing, yeah, I would do my friends' makeup.
Fine.
And
you can see you light up with that too.
I know. Yeah. No, I still to this day have the exact same excitement and passion. So as I was talking about with finding your passion, no matter when you really connect with it and know it's that, you know, aha moment, as, you know, many, you know, say they feel, or it's just that realization or that gut instinct or that, you know, joy that lights you up. That was beauty, but it was also the business. And I just was like, this is my calling. This is what I want to do. And so I ended up, you know, as I worked through college and even after, I decided to become educated with makeup. Mm-hmm. And back then, and keep in mind, like, this will date me, but I'm in or my early 40s now. So when I started my makeup career, my first paid job was 2001 or 2002. So mm-hmm. I was still in college and I was being paid mm-hmm. to do makeup. So I really leaned into that and went to America and took focus courses. So I went to San Diego, New York. I went to Los Angeles. I went to Miami. And I take like a 3-day weekend, you know, smoky eye course, or a 1 week, you know, in New York City, I took a bridal course. So, and then I'd come back and I'd work to pay that off. That was not a scholarship.
Yeah.
And I continue to do that. I very much believe in education mm-hmm. and I always have. And that kind of is what started my career. And then if we fast forward several years, professional makeup artist for 7 years, I moved to Los Angeles to be a professional makeup artist and started my schools in America, which takes us to the most of, there's a lot that I've been doing in the last 2 to 3 years, but I've had my makeup schools. They're called Chic Studios, School of Makeup. And you can find them in New York, LA, and Denver, and online. So lots of makeup, so lots of education.
And yeah.
I love it.
I love that you've built up such a successful makeup school and three locations and one online. That is so mm-hmm. huge. And can you speak to, like, I remember we zoomed into the very beginning, how I love this story, this part of your story so much, how you just got the idea to start teaching makeup. And I think you did it right in your own living room, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that part. I feel like so many people could hear the humble beginnings of this.
Yeah, and I think you're right. So when I had the idea to teach professional makeup artistry, at this point, I was a makeup artist. I was living in Los Angeles. I had some friends that I had met living there that were in the kind of modeling and one of them was an actress. And so she was having to do a retake for a show called Entourage, which many yes. of you might know of it. It was a pretty big show. She was not a lead, but still there was a small budget for her to get hair and makeup done. But it wasn't big enough where she was going to utilize it to do like have a makeup artist, because when you go on set, you could be there for 12 hours. You could be there for 3. You could have to come back for days after. Right. So her budget, she wanted to learn how to do it on herself. Mm-hmm. And back, like thinking about, you know, just how I'm wired, I came prepared. So I had a little, I would call it like a mini curriculum, and it was like a couple pages, but it had like her, you know, photo, like I had a face chart. I had the different looks that I was going to go over with her, the products that she had. She sent me a photo, but then there was a list of things that I thought she should get to add to mm-hmm. it. So we ended up going shopping to MAC Cosmetics. And that just really propelled me into realizing, oh my gosh, like I love teaching. We spent the weekend together teaching her how to do her makeup professionally on herself, no matter where she was and no matter what the, you know, set situation was or what TV show or anything she was doing was. So the investment was, you know, I took the time. It took me like several hours to put this together, but it ended up really igniting something in me that was like, gosh, like I love teaching. And then spending the time seeing her learn it and her joy and excitement was pretty powerful. So that was the very beginning of my teaching, the spark for me to teach. But I also think you might be thinking about the early days of Chic Studios as well.
Yeah.
New York. Right.
Yeah.
So the very first New York school I've had now for a little over 13 and a half years. So New York City, I ended up moving because I met my now husband. We were dating back and forth. I was living in Los Angeles. He was in New York. He couldn't move. He had his own company. I was a makeup artist, like freelancing basically. So I was happy to go. At this point, I'd been to New York a couple of times for my professional career and, you know, jumped all in and moved. And I didn't really want to start kind of that freelance journey again, not because I didn't love it, but it was like, I would go out networking all the time. I was doing kind of what you were doing when you first moved to Kelowna to try and meet your people, right? We try and go out, we network, find our like-minded individuals, clients, so on and so forth. So I didn't want to do that if I could start teaching, right? Because I had that bug. So my husband, you know, we chatted about it and he was like, we had an extra room in our 3-floor walk-up in Brooklyn. And I ended up starting Chic Studios in our apartment. It didn't last long in there because I outgrew it really quickly. But I'll never forget. My husband said to me, wait, because I wanted to get space. I was like, oh, well, a professional, you have a school, like you need a space. And he's like, just utilize the space that we don't need. See if people come. And he said, if there's a line out the door, you know, that's when you get a space. And what he meant by that, for anybody that is tuning in that might be thinking about, you know, maybe you have a business that you're working out of your garage, your basement, you're starting, you're, you know, doing your side hustle. What that means, and it was super important for me to, I always remember it. It meant that you have people interested. You're not just jumping and spending money before you're making money. And so waiting for a line out the door meant that I had people coming because they were interested in the business, not that I had to dress it up and have people come and see and decide and months go on and you're trying to pay your rent. So I never forgot that. And I waited until there was a line out the door and there really was. And it wasn't long. I was in that space for less than 6 months. And then I got the space that I have now, which is in Manhattan. I've been there ever since and it's going on 13 and a half years. So it's been
so
great journey.
Incredible. That's so incredible. I was just so inspired because I think it started with like, I think, was it 2 students and then moved to 4 and just like really snowball, that compound impacts, right? Just like really snowball. You're like, okay, now I need to go get
more space.
So that's so inspiring, Amy. I love that story so much. Because those of you who are tuning in, like Amy said, if you're just starting out, I think this is one of the things is sometimes we feel like it's like we're never going to get there. Or when like something doesn't go our way, we get off the track. You know, I like to say, be perseverant, like learn from your mistakes. There's no such thing as failure. There's only failure if you don't learn from your mistakes, right? It's like, I call it hindsight. So look at things. Well, I learned this from my coach. So she looks, it's like, look at things from a place of hindsight, but instead of 2020, it's mindset, because you're taking the lessons and moving forward with them. And right. I think that's what can really help us go, oh, that's happening for me. So I learned this lesson and I can move forward with it. So yeah, so powerful.
Yeah. And I think to that point as well, there's a huge piece that I think in the world that we're living in now. And I always like to bring it back to the fact that you don't need to be doing this for 20 years. You don't need to have the same, you know, goals that I did to be successful. I think it is passion is key and consistency is key. And when you have those two, it's very powerful because had I looked at all the schools in New York City that were doing makeup, that were teaching, I would never have started. And I knew the schools, I looked around, I wasn't, you know, blinders were not on, but I believed in it and the small team around me. And I was willing to do what it took. I was showing up every day.
Yes.
And when I started, I was teaching day and evening classes before my first son. Yeah, I only hired my first instructor when I was like 6 months pregnant.
Wow. And your kids are how old again for the audience to know?
Yeah, so going to be 12 and 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. Like I can hear how I actually want to go back to the thing that you said, that our path can change. It can look different. And that's very mm-hmm. true for me. But the things that don't change are passion and consistency. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, that's something we teach. One of my other businesses is the Certified Flourishing Life Coaching Program. Mm-hmm. And what's one thing we teach our coaches is like, you know, like, it's like keeping the passion and consistency, and the mechanics of it can change. Like even for myself in my career, I started as a former psychologist, then moved into self-love coaching, then, which really that's the foundation of everything I do anyway.
Right.
Always want to hope to yourself, right? Regardless of what you're doing, but like business development is always a personal and also a spiritual development journey. Cause along the way, whether you're getting more visible, you're putting yourself out there, you're asking for the sale, you're receiving mm-hmm. money, you're scaling your business, at some point your shit's going to come up, and that's where we need to go, what is this belief about that's holding me back, right? So it doesn't change. So like, you know, for me, it's evolved into now an Akashic Visionary Life and Business Soul Coach. So it's just as I evolve, my business has evolved so much, and it does look different. Who my clients are so different than the beginnings I had, and had to, because I was in a different career. So
yeah,
I love that we are examples of, you know what? What's consistent is the passion and the consistency. That's the weaving theme.
That is the weaving theme. And you mentioned something that I think will strike a chord with a lot of people and mm-hmm. definitely resonates with me. So the piece of, let's call it pivoting, let's call it changing lanes, let's call it, you know, a career shift. I had that, I would say, well, not early on, but about the 6-year mark of being mm-hmm. a professional makeup artist for a little more than a hot minute. It was a couple years, about a year and a half. I had a beauty studio and it was service. And I put my, not only a lot of money into it, but everything I had into it. But I was the one trained. So for anybody mm-hmm. listening that is a service provider, it was really hard, because not only did I have to show up every day to market, to be there, but they were coming to me. And for me, for my business at the time, it was facials, manicures, pedicures, waxing. When I lived in Canada, when I lived in Calgary, as I was, you know, training myself in that professional beauty space, I took courses in Canada, actually, specifically for skincare. Because I really found like that whole paramedic piece where you do like anatomy, physiology, all of that.
Right.
I love that as well. So over the course of my career journey, I've spent at least, you know, 5+ years educating myself in beauty and makeup and continued to do so. But that service business did not feel right for me. I wanted to travel. I didn't want to be tied down at the time. I was like in my early 20s. So to have a business in your early 20s, all the power to you, amazing, you know, pat yourself on the back. But there's a long journey ahead. And I felt like I didn't want to be tied down at that time. So I ended up shifting and going, you know, more into education. And that's why that resonated so much with me. So I never, you know, looking back, there was a piece of like, oh, like, am I embarrassed? I'm changing what I'm doing. Am I really doing the right thing? Oh, my mom would ask like, oh, you're not going to do paramedics anymore. Like, but I had to be confident in myself.
Yes.
I had to be true to myself. I'm the one that's been doing it for 20 years now with everyone around me that's had different career changes.
Yes.
Right? So knowing in my heart that, yes, I am confident that I'm changing, even though I'm like, shit, am I okay with this?
Well, yeah, right.
But we felt right.
We can talk more about this. Let's actually put a pause on this because we got to go into commercial, but let's continue this because I can totally 1000% relate. And I feel like there will be some golden nuggets coming through for those who are perhaps pivoting or feeling like they're no longer really aligned with what they're doing. They're really good at it, but there's something in their hearts that they're feeling like, I'm not really as passionate about this, but I'm really passionate about something here, but it scares them to move that way. So
yeah.
When we come back, Amy and I will jam more on this.
Ohm Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Ohm Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Ohm Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Ohm Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Ohm Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Ohm Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Ohm Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, and you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back, love. So just before commercial, Amy, you had shared about that part of you, and I want to go deeper here because it's like so many people, and I was here too, are questioning this, like, okay, I feel the nudge go a different direction, but there's so much fear there because of the unknown, and there's a lot of doubt, like, is this the right direction? What if I fail, you know, all the inner critic stuff that can come up with this, the opening of this door that often we are scared to look at. So yeah. I'm curious for you, what supported you to believe in yourself? What are the things that helps you get to where you are to just make that transition, take that leap of faith?
So a couple things come to mind. So one, and this will not resonate with everyone, but for me growing up, I had parents that did not go to college. And so they believed in me to like, go to college, do more. You know, the door is always open. I'll never like, that was always how it felt, whether or not that was, you know, literal. It just, if I had something to fall back on, but I want to sit with that for a moment, because those that don't have that, there's another piece that you can, you know, play into that might resonate with you. So I've met a lot of great, successful people along the way, and they don't necessarily have that, you know, the door is always open or something to fall back on. They almost have to like, you know, just get pushed out and go. But I think it really is about finding something that you love. If I didn't love what I was doing, I probably would have gone back to my small town. That may have happened, but I could not allow that to happen for myself. Not because I was running away from something, but really, truly, because I wanted more for myself. I wanted that for me. So I think when we believe in ourselves, number one, we find people around us, whether it's relationships or friendships or mentors, that become our people, that are cheering us on, on, our cheerleaders. You know, some people call them their what's that term that a lot of people say, you're I'm drawing a blank, but we'll probably think of it as we're, but really you're cheerleaders. That's what I'm getting at. And they're going to be there to, you know, be a sounding board, or maybe you just need them to listen sometimes, or, you know, brainstorm ideas. Sometimes that's not your family. Sometimes that's not your best friend.
I'm going to say oftentimes it's not your family.
Right.
You know, I think like a lot of times, excuse me, I just want to insert here. If that's okay. Yeah. Cause I think a lot of times people, and at least in my experiences, we like, there's people that ask, you know, what do you think if I were to do this? But they're asking family who don't have that experience, unless the family was in the same realm, then it's tougher, right? Or they're asking friends who haven't done that, and they're not in the same mind frame. So it's like, I want to say to the audience, be mindful about who you're asking questions to when it comes to telling them your dreams and, you know, what's possible for, like, you're thinking about this.
Yeah,
it's really asking people who you trust, who you admire, who are very going or where you want to be. And that's why I think community, bringing back to community, is so important, is surrounding ourselves with people. We are the reflection of the five people we hang out with the most. So really look at your circle, and if it's people that, and research proves this too, when you, even if you were to make all these gains in your, let's say, mindset, in your progress and whatever your direction is, if you're still hanging out with people who aren't in that same realm as where you're going, unfortunately, over time, environment always wins. If like, if they're naysayers, right? They're just, it's unfortunately, that's the case. And that's based on research. So find your tribe, attract your tribe, join tribes you know are so important. This is why I love running masterminds, like group coaching programs. So important to be in the alchemy, the energy, you know, of like inspiration, coming to your, to Wine Women Wellbeing, Chi community, like just, it's so important to be in a place where everybody is there for a common reason.
Yeah. And the term I was thinking about was your hype person, your hype.
Right? I was thinking better guy. Like, I don't think that's it.
Yeah. Finding your hype people. So, because when you find those people, that community, it can be really small. It can be a person or two. The key element to that, to actually become, have it be successful for you, is to, you know, when you love what you're doing, when you find joy in that, as we've spoken about, and you're willing to do the work, right? It's on you. Then those hype people are going to be there to be of need. And sometimes we need different things at different times.
Exactly.
Right? It's not always to agree with us. It's not always to show up for us. Sometimes it's to tell us, correct something. Maybe we're looking, maybe it's as simple as like, hey, I did this photo shoot. What are your thoughts on my headshots? Maybe it's, can you edit this deck that I'm putting together for a presentation, right? It can be anything. It could be, here's packaging that I got samples of. What are your thoughts? So bringing it back to your hype people, your tribe, your community, this is the small community. It's not, you know, necessarily the World Wide Web, our social media. It's not, you know, 100 people in a room. And the reason I say that, is because we can have a lot of like-minded people in our lives that are women, that are entrepreneurs, that are, you know, founders, male or female, mentors in some way, shape, or form. But the hype people, that small circle, they're the ones that are going to be rooting for you. Right? Absolutely. I've had a lot of people in my world that I would have called friends, that the more successful I became, the more distant our friendship became. And not because of something happening, but because of my ambition. And then whether it was insert anything that comes to mind for you, because I don't know sometimes, right? We don't always know. We might speculate. Is it jealousy? Is it, you know, I don't have time right now. Is it that they expected our friendship to be the same as it was when I didn't have this business? Whatever it may be, that's not for me to decide or for me to care that much about. Because if they're not rooting for me, it's on me, right? So I think there's a
sharing that, Amy. That's so important, because I think there's so many places where I'm like, I want to be like, let's pause here and go deeper. But like this piece here is really important for people here too, is as you grow, whether it's in your personal and your spiritual, in your business life, there are going to be people that will fall away. There's going to be friendships that crumble because you're no longer, from a energetic perspective, you're no longer in the same energy field. You're not actually vibing the same. And so it can look like people are distancing themselves. And if that does come to certain emotions, and we want to jam a little bit on sister wounds too, because I know there's some women who are tuning in and going, you know what, I've been burned by women before. And I'm scared to join communities where, you know, am I going to feel safe to do that? So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that from your perspective, Amy, because you are in you have communities where it's all women, multiple of them. And so do I. So I definitely want to jump about this.
Yeah, I do. I think it's really important to talk about today, especially probably more than ever. Because there is such a, there's a big industry of us as, you know, people living in today where social media is really prevalent, and, you know, we're on social media, we're meeting people on social media, both good and bad. And the good comes from it being people, and the bad comes from maybe it not being exactly what A, our expectations are, or B, what somebody else's intention is on the other end. So knowing that, and knowing that, like, you can't get time back, and you can't get more hours in a day, right? Those are facts. Just happen to be life facts. Knowing that our time is valuable, and the people that are in it, the ones that make us feel good, I think leaning into that more and more each day is probably the most important. Finding communities that resonate with you. It's not a matter of how many friends you have or how many people you know. I think finding communities, whether you find them online, social media, Eventbrite, Instagram, Facebook pages, wherever, you know, LinkedIn, look at, you know, who's coming to these events or these communities. Find out how they speak, what they talk about. Is it male or female? Is it both? Is it just one? Is it focused on a certain style? There's some that maybe be kind of more religious than you are okay, that you're comfortable with. Maybe you're okay with that. Maybe there's some that are only, you know, female based, but you want to maybe bring a significant other or have colleagues you want to do more professional. But I would say, don't write that off. Look at everything. Do your research. Mm-hmm. I think that's so important with everything we do in life, right? Are we going to spend $500 on, you know, a new barbecue if we haven't read the reviews of it? Probably not, you know, unless a friend recommends it. But to that point, then maybe we're going to show up to a community that we don't know about as well.
Yes. So yes.
I think do your research no matter what you are doing in the modern world, because as much as we can't get time back and we want to feel good about everything we're doing, I think when we do a little bit of research, we can find out a lot.
Absolutely.
And I think it can help. And you mentioned something else with, you know, the sister wounds. So yeah. I think if you're listening to this and you are in an area that you have either one of two things, found a community that you're really resonating with, show up, maybe message somebody else that you've seen them tag, maybe find out they could be a new person that just recently went to an event. See if you can maybe meet them for a drink before. Maybe you show up a few minutes before and walk in together. Maybe you show up completely solo and you have your business cards ready, because that's a great way to network. So as much as it is putting yourself out there, I think also being prepared for, you know, what you're going to. So that comes back to doing your research, I think. So just taking a little bit of time with everything that we do, no matter what it is, and knowing more, but then trusting the process. So it's really, you know, marriage. It's not always going to be easy, and it's not always going to be a walk in the park. But I think the more information we know, the more we learn about ourselves, because sometimes those wounds come from insecurities we have as people, right?
Absolutely.
It could be something that, you know, we've been hurt or burnt by in the past. It could be something that has nothing to do with us. And a lot of people don't, you know, really let that resonate. They're like, I felt this certain way. I'm holding on to that. I didn't like that. Maybe I don't even know why I didn't like it. And I'm just holding on to that.
Yeah.
So I would say to those, you know, individuals, male or female, that if something feels good to you or resonates with you and you've done that research and you connect with it from just what you see, doesn't mean that we're going to know what the end result is, but be prepared for showing up. You know, even through COVID, a lot of us were doing Zoom events or business things, right? We didn't always know what would, you know, happen, but I think that being the best prepared and then coming with an open heart to everything that we do, I think is important.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that so much, Amy. Thank you. And I have a maybe a complementary or a different perspective on how to also approach sister wounds, which is very much a psychological and then also a spiritual approach. So in my world, sister wounds, like I work mostly with people in the personal and spiritual development world, coaches, healers, light workers. And so it's like looking at things, everything is neutral until you put meaning to it. Anything, anything in life, right? And how we do that is based on our belief system. So when we get triggered from so there's victim mindset versus accountability mindset. And so victim is, you look at things like life is happening to you. You blame others, you blame yourself. And the opposite of that is taking, and I'm so much a believer of radical personal and spiritual responsibility. So look at life is happening for me, even though I may not always like what's happening, but it's happening for me and through me. And there's always lessons happening. So if everything's a mirror, so if there's a woman, sister wound wise, if we go back to that, who is triggering. So here's the thing, a woman can trigger us or we can trigger other women just by showing up, being confident. And I will give real life examples. I can count on more than one hand clients who have told me, so people who have paid me tons of money to say, okay, they were signed up working with me and they're saying, okay, I have a confession. I'm like, okay, what? I used to not like you. And I was like, okay, like clearly that's changed because you wouldn't give me money to work and have this beautiful, sacred, you know, like feel safe with me. And so I'll ask, you know, tell me, and obviously they feel safe enough to tell me this. So it would be usually like a couple years ago when I saw you speak, or, you know, whether it was online or on social media or in person on stage. And so it'll be a time where I didn't know them or know them very well. Mm. They were friends. And when they took accountability and they've evolved since before they hired me, they'll say, it was because I wasn't ready to hear what you were saying, or I was watching you show up. And the mirror for them is that could be me showing up that bold, that confident, that authentic. And so, you know, really it's a compliment. So I want the audience to know it's never about you. It's always about them. It's like, it's their perception of you.
Yeah.
And so and you said something earlier in our show, Amy, that, you know, when people fall away or they're jealous or whatever, it's none of our business. It's their stuff. Right.
Right.
So it's just, I hope that those listening can hear, oh, okay. Like, it's nothing you did wrong. You know, look at yourself and go where, you know, perhaps look at where is this a theme in your life? Are you noticing more? Then like, if it is, you're the common denominator in some way. Look at that.
Right. And yeah.
There's some more work for me here. And I always self-reflect. That's so important. And then because I also read Akashic Records, which is basically psychic work and opening records of the soul, I also see lots of people's past lives. There actually have been past lives a lot of times where, you know, there's like betrayal in sisterhood and usually in the witch world. And so like I can clear all of that stuff. It's really interesting that we can hold the lineage of our ancestors or our past lives. And that could be a thing too, if there's nothing else explainable here. So just wanted to put that as well.
Absolutely. No, I do think that, you know, for those that are maybe in a place that they're unsettled or they're, you know, not as calm as they want, or they're just feeling, you know, anxious, or there's anxiety or whatever the case may be, I think a huge piece is knowing that most of us in the world have felt that at some point, especially in the recent time, and acknowledging, you know, where you're at is important, and finding the places that you do have that joy or that does bring you happiness. Sometimes it's, you know, your own quiet time. Sometimes it's a great audiobook, or, you know, a hike or a walk or wine with a friend. Could be showing up to an event and getting out of your comfort zone. I don't know how many times I hear that lately more than ever. I would never have come to something like this, for example, a Wine Women Wellbeing event. And I just had to get out of my own comfort zone and show up. And the minute I hear that, I'm like, I know, what do you do? Or, oh my gosh, this person came by themselves. Like, let's connect.
Because
the power of the people is real. And I think, you know, it's so important to have connection and community over competition, to really lead with, you know, kindness and compassion. Because life really can be an incredible blessing and joy, even if we've had past, you know, heartache, hurt, tragedy, whatever the case may be, we can heal and move forward and really have great people around us to enjoy that with.
I love this so much, Amy. And normally we would do a meditation at the end, but I feel like we're actually out of time. This is more like, I love our jam. I didn't want to interrupt that flow. So I'll just invite those who are like, okay, how can I get more? Because I love inviting people to One Woman and Wellbeing. I think it's such a community. Amy, you do a phenomenal job just like putting on these events. Is so huge. And the friends I brought into this, they're just like, when's the next one? So how can people get connected with you online, whether it's in your makeup business or in Okanagan here? I know that lots of Okanagan women will be listening to this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks so much again for having me, Rosalyn. So you can find me on Instagram. I'm quite social. So Amy Chic Studios, AmyChicStudios is my Instagram handle. And then you can find my schools. I jump on there and just show up in all different fun ways. That Instagram is @ Chic Studios. And then all things Wine Women of Wellbeing here in the Okanagan is at winewomenofwellbeing.okanagan. And Chic Creative Community, which we didn't chat too much about. I just want to, anybody who is listening that may be a male, it is female and male. It is for anybody that wants to show up, entrepreneur, solopreneur, somebody that's just moved to the Okanagan, that is at Chic Creative Community. I can't wait to see you all online or hopefully at an event.
And Dan and I have gone to one of the sessions in Chic Community. It's amazing. So thank you so much, Amy. I just want to acknowledge you for who you are and just really being a light in this world and just really attracting all these incredible people into your communities. And I'm so happy to be part of it.
I'm happy we met, and thank you for having me as your guest.
Oh, so good. And so, my loves, please do give this podcast, this show, a shout out on Instagram, Bold Sexy Warrior. Tag Amy, Amy Chic Studios. Tell us your takeaways. We always love to hear the ripple effects of this show. Thank you so much for being here.